Boston is now amping up efforts to woo Amazon to build its second headquarters here. The city found out today it's on the not-so-short short list of finalists to become the site of Amazon's so-called HQ2. The city of Somerville made the cut as well, and there are 20 finalists, narrowed down from 238 that submitted bids to Amazon. Among them are most of the major metro areas in the U.S., including L.A., Chicago, New York, and Atlanta, as well as some smaller cities, including Austin and Raleigh. Sininjor Enwemeka from our Bostonomics team joins us with the latest on this. Hi, Sininjor.
Hey, Jack.
So first, let's clarify both Boston and Somerville being on the list. First, it sounded like it was just Boston. How did the cities find out, and what has Amazon said to clarify?
Yeah, so Amazon announced the 20 finalists this morning, and on that list was Boston. When we reached out to Amazon, a spokesman clarified that it's the Boston metropolitan area that they're looking at. And so under that is proposals from both Boston and Somerville that made the cut. So each of the cities received an email from Amazon saying that the company would like to move forward looking at the communities, their talent pools, and real estate options. I spoke with Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, and he says he thinks the city has a good shot with Amazon.
I think they're serious. I mean, I think they're pretty serious about us. I think that, in the conversation we've had with Amazon about other opportunities, Boston seems to be a place that it's really exciting for them and intriguing to them.
Is there any chance a headquarters would be split up between the two cities, and will they work together going forward on the bid or bids?
It's possible. I mean, I think it's quite clear that Amazon is looking at the region, the Boston area. So it makes sense that there would be some follow-up conversations between the two cities. Somerville is very clear that its proposal is a regional one. They really think there's potential if Amazon comes here for it to grow along the Green Line and the Orange Line. Here's Somerville's planning director, George Proakis.
If you grow from a place like Assembly Square, it could include Wellington and Medford or North Station at Boston. So basically, by having our bid still in the mix, it really actually keeps Medford and Cambridge and Boston and Somerville and potentially even Chelsea and Everett in the middle of the conversation.
So what's the next step in this process in terms of refining these bids? So far, Boston has not offered any tax incentives. Will that change?
Basically, at this point, a lot of follow-up conversations need to happen between the cities and Amazon. Mayor Walsh told me that he's looking to get more information from Amazon in terms of what it's looking for. In fact, he plans to call Jeff Bezos. In terms of tax incentives, that's really the big question here. You know, what are these cities willing to offer this company to come? Mayor Walsh says that it's too soon to have that conversation. And Somerville says its bid is really more about the strength of its community, not any sort of financial incentives. And that Somerville is, you know, simply too small to throw a bunch of money at Amazon.
There are a lot of people who think that cities give up too much to attract multi-billion dollar companies like Amazon. And there is concern that Amazon coming to the Boston area would further drive up the cost of housing, exacerbate income disparities in the region, and make traffic congestion even worse. So what do city officials say about that?
Yeah, those are all big concerns. And the city has said that it's already working to increase its stock of affordable housing. And they really believe that Amazon fits into Boston's long-term development plans. A WBUR poll back in October found that housing is the top issue for Boston voters. And the centerpiece of Boston's Amazon proposal is Suffolk Downs, which is in East Boston. And, you know, that's an area where there's been a lot of concern about a shortage of affordable housing and a lot of concern about people being pushed out of their homes because they can no longer afford them anymore. That same poll found that 2/3 of likely voters did support the idea of bringing Amazon here.
So this announcement comes as things are looking pretty rocky for another major company that Boston wooed here, that is General Electric. What have you learned about the state of things at GE, and what's Boston taking from that experience?
Yeah, things have been pretty rough for GE. GE stock has been in a free fall. It's down 45% year over year. There's talk that GE might even break up the company. Mayor Walsh says he doesn't think that's the case. He spoke with GE executives this morning, and he says that the company is just restructuring. But in terms of comparing that to Amazon, he says they're really two different companies. GE moved its global headquarters here, while Amazon is simply looking to expand to a second location. And it's a company that he sees will only continue to get bigger.
Zeninjor Enwemeka from WBUR's Mastonomics team, which covers business and innovations. Zeninjor, thanks.
You're welcome.